Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Wrestle Culture.
We are so back, baby.
Ready?
No, that's a lever be.
I've been yeeted by you since I don't know when. The tribal chief's reign, it must come to an end. Look at Cody, will he ever learn? I don't know how, but he wants all of the glory. It's time to finish the story. Just one look and it could all go wrong. Bum, bum, bum. One more look, but then I heard Taker's dong. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, oh, mana mia. Here we go again. Philly, how can we resist you? Mana mia, does it show again? Cody, just how much we missed you. Yes, I've been in the bloodline, but now it's Cody Rhodes' time. Why did they ever let you go? Mana mia, now I really know. Mania was the greatest ever show.
Yeah.
Hey, that was good.
I was back, baby.
The last bit of energy I had after WrestleMania is just strained out of me. So I need a bit of maybe they do.
Been a revitalization.
You see, you should add some prime for this after all your exploits with that.
Oh dear. Anyway, I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Adam Nicholas and Phil Chambers. Yeah. To discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Ooh. Where we do daily wrestling podcasts. We review Raw, SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete. Well, the buddy quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Nicholas and Phil. It's been a good week, hasn't it?
Just a little bit.
Yeet! Yeah!
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. That's it.
That's it now, isn't it?
It's been my whole week. Yeet! Yeet. Yeah!
Yeet!
Yeah!
Is it hyperbolic of me to say that was the best WrestleMania ever? I don't know whether I'm just caught up in it or recency bias and what have you.
It was very exciting, wasn't it?
It was very, like, very exciting.
Feels like a long time since I can remember being part of one where everybody was as excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody left feeling excited. It was just red hot for quite a lot of it. And it's weird because the people at home who maybe weren't there will be able to tell us more. But I haven't watched much of it back yet.
No.
I watched the main event back. But there was lots of talk of maybe night one being a bit quiet and not translating through the TV or whatever. For anybody who wants to know, it was not like that in the buildings for want of trying, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, although Michael Cole gave enough weather updates to give a good excuse for it.
Yeah,
it was cold in that building, though. I don't know, like, if you look at it sort of top to bottom analysing the card, I'd say maybe last year was better. If you took the main event from this year and put it in last year, then the last year would have been perfect. But last year had such a dampener on that main event that it kind of soured the rest of the show.
Yeah.
However,
as Hamflet said on the SmackDown preview, does this year's main event fix last year's main event almost? Like, justify
or does
it?
This year's main event, is it so powerful because of last year's main event? Because
this
we didn't get it last year.
You can't have one without the other. One immediately gets better because of the other.
Yeah, you can't have that moment with Cody and everyone celebrating in the ring and it's just the sort of ecstasy that everybody felt in that building from it.
Full of all your, here are all your new favorite baby faces. Yeah, like on
without
television
them
for the next
massive,
year.
Massive amounts of doubt that were laid on top of it because of last year's thing.
I think this is the first time, I'm lucky enough to go to SmackDown this year. Normally, obviously, you and Miller go and cover it and we're doing Ring of Honor or whatever, but me and Nicholas had a free night, some spare tickets. We're like, well, let's go SmackDown. I don't think I've ever had, when we've been lucky enough to go to Mania, SmackDown and NXT and Night 1 and Night 2 and the Raw after Mania all leave me feeling good. Yes, I'll agree the Night 1 of Mania wasn't as good as previous Night 1s, but that's by far and away the best Night 2 ever. And like last year, for example, you go, oh, well, the main event was so good and then soured by the end, and then the Raw after Mania, you were like, oh, cool, back to the... Because it was like the Vince was back, and we were like, well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
But now it's just like we're off to the races.
Got it all nailed down.
And selfishly,
I don't know if you know this, right? But it's probably because it's a new era.
Oh,
now.
What's that? What's the?
It's like a new era of WWE.
Isn't
like,
that a hat company? No, is that not?
No, that's the WWE thing. They invented it, basically. Oh, yeah. So now Paul Levesque actually invented it.
Ah,
is that the guy everybody was talking about?
Yeah,
the PLE Paul Levesque era. It's all starting to make sense now.
All ties in.
That's crazy.
Selfishly as well, and we'll go through some of our highlights, obviously. The live show is a life highlight for all of us.
It is. Before we just jump into that, I do feel like I really have to do this. There's a little grenade. You can keep calling Bruce Pritchard out. Thank you very much. Boom! See you later, baby!
Fair.
And I guess if I'm being really picky, like, you don't win the belt and then go, what about Triple H, guys? Yeah, come on, guys.
I just got to thank this guy.
I understand it because I know he's been a lot of things to these new batch of wrestlers coming through. I do get that. Bruce Pritchard, I'm like, hang on, how is the orchestra starting to miss the keys on this amazing breakthrough moment in the whole performance?
My favourite bit of that was he's not going to want to come down, but let's try and get Triple H. He's halfway down the ramp, mate. He's already halfway there.
He's standing there going, you better call my name, man.
Now's my time. I'm opening and closing the show, damn it.
Comments flying in. Thank you to everyone who's joined us live on YouTube, of course. Hi to Paul Harney, who says, I had a great time at the live show on Sunday. Now let's get you over to Ireland for one in the future. Down with that sort of thing. Careful now.
Careful now.
Paul Whitby, so I've just seen this one, says, moister than an oyster after this past weekend. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that as you were drinking.
As you were sipping.
By the way, can we get a bit of love for Phil Chambers' beautiful Philly hat?
Yeah, I'm a Phillies guy now. It's happened. Yeah, I've never watched a baseball game in my life, but I'm a Phillies guy.
Yeah.
This is the rule. You don't have to. We're British. We don't have to know anything about your little sports.
Go Phillies. Right? Screw all the other baseball teams.
We come because the brands tend to be cooler. And I'm like, I'm in an American place. That's the cap. That's the colour. We spent a lot of time like finessing the pick, didn't we, for this hat?
We did.
There's a lot of choice.
There
was a lot of choice. And this, we picked the right one for sure.
The Phillies spoke to me, let's say.
It did.
And it's also got a P on it, and I'm Phil, and it's the Phillies, so it kind of ties in. Yeah. That's not the only reason, I promise. It's not just because it's my
name.
The cord
brim was also a big selling point.
It is great.
Colours,
loves a bit of burgundy.
Yeah, I do kind of wish I'd just bought more Phillies gear now. That's the problem.
I very nearly bought a gritty. A cuddly gritty for Eric, but it was $50 and there's a line.
There was a line and it was getting crossed many times at that shop.
But there was a lot of very expensive things that I really wanted in that shop.
I think I was the only one who didn't buy any merch because I'm that guy who was like, I think I'll get it online actually.
I think my favorite thing that someone bought whilst we were there, other than Phil's cap, was Michael Sidgwick buying a Liberty Bell pencil sharpener.
Of course, yeah.
Which was just...
Yeah, but basically what I'm saying...
For his pen.
If Mitchell and Ness want to sponsor us, I'm open to it.
We should shout out Mitchell and Ness because they had a cool shop. We had lots of good stuff in it.
Yeah.
We're so British right now, aren't we? Like, hey, America.
Have you heard of this thing in America? It's called sports.
It was good fun, though.
It was amazing. Vanda says, welcome back, guys. Your live podcast has been sorely missed. Appreciate the great content you gave us in Philadelphia. Golden up to you all. Thank you so much to Vanders. And shout out to Simon Miller, who's still in America.
He is still in America and will be for the next 6 weeks.
Well, he belongs to them now.
We don't
own Simon Miller anymore. That's a shame.
And he was struggling in parts, but you can't tell. He was a machine.
Yeah, if anybody wants to do something nice today, like send that man some extra love because I don't think you'll ever know how much he was really struggling on that trip.
Yeah.
I've seen him broken before, but not like this.
And he powered through, God bless
his little
cotton
socks. Would never have been able to tell you that.
No.
I said to him when he came through at the break of the live show, I was like, you couldn't tell.
No.
And anybody who could is lying.
Yeah.
I said to him, you're going to do a live why. I said, don't worry though. Like, if you just burn out, just I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, just give me a signal. I'll come on. We'll do the
tag
good
me
quiz.
In, boss. I'll and do a
he was,
why.
He was pop just he was just flying. He was great. He's telling stories. He was telling some stories. I'm not sure he's allowed to tell.
He's telling some stories that I'm going to have to cut out of the video.
We're going to have to get to work on that. It is.
So if you were there in that audience, that story will probably never be told again.
Well, speaking of which, Eric Vasquez, great first name. Great to meet you, Eric.
What a legend.
It's weird that we've met all these people.
It's so lovely.
You can put faces to the name.
I can. It was very lovely to meet you, Eric, and of course many others who I'm sure will pop up in this chat.
Eric says the live show was the highlight as far as events. Met some lovely people over the weekend, so those legends go without saying. F, it was hot out inside Underground Arts. A bit warm also. Thank you very much for that, Eric.
While Eric is part of the conversation, a shout out to Eric's high moment for me personally, which were the incredible shoes that Eric had made.
I missed these shoes.
You missed them. Obviously, Phil also had these yellow and purple and white trainers on. And Eric Vasquez had a pair that had been like spattered in paint that was purple and gold. And I was just like, oh my God,
amazing.
Look at these shoes.
Hang on, free
good
shoes?
Good stuff, Eric, good stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's nice to have the soundboard back as well.
The fans did a pretty good job.
I did, yeah. We had a live show soundboard. Hopefully we'll be doing lots more live shows off the back of that. So thank you to everyone who came.
Let me give you a little bit of a quick behind the scenes moment from that as well. Because I was just coming at the back to see the people who were resting in the middle of you and the boys doing the podcast segment of the live show. And as I was just walking through, I noticed you doing this. He was pressing a table. There was nothing there.
Nope.
Pressed the table and the audience were doing the noises. And I walked in the back and said to Phil, I went, oh, he can f*** off as well. I was like, he hasn't even got a board and he's pressing the table and they're doing the noises. I was like, what a piece of trash. But that's great. We love to see it, man. It was great.
Matt Rains, what a weekend. Meeting him. By the way, someone asked.
And Mrs. Rains too.
And Mrs. Rains.
Someone asked who won out of Gunther and Matt Rains.
I can tell you who lost. And you're about to read his comment.
Matt says, happy Friday, brother. Still on an emotional high from last week. It was an incredible pleasure to meet all three of you. Ashley and I have already discussed going to Mania next year.
Hey.
Thank you for everything you do. Cheers, good gents. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you, Matt Rains. Matt,
cheers
well.
To the Rainses.
Powering through despite Hamlet's best efforts to ruin your weekend.
What was the final score?
I don't think I ever got the final.
No, I never knew that.
Who won.
I think we respected not to peel the wound too much.
But Matt won the game of RPS they played beforehand, so it's kind of all square, really.
It doesn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything. The real quiz was the one that the mug was attached to, but you were a lovely man, so that's okay.
Kenny Osprey says, happy Friday, lads. Hope you had an unreal time in Philly. We did indeed.
We definitely did.
Sure did. Michael Lavely III says, guys, I'm so happy all of you had the time of your lives the past weekend. Here's to next year. And oh, yeah, Cody did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like this. Enjoyment of the weekend was always tempered with like, but they could still screw it up.
No, the joy was definitely maintained. It was noticeable, wasn't it?
Like,
very, very noticeable.
Yeah.
By comparison to other years.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, Tactical Penguin was the one who asked who won between Gunther and Ratmains. For once, Gunther actually won a match over the weekend.
Yeah. Actually, we should get ahead of this. We're going to get ahead of this right now.
Go on.
Because I don't want to get asked a question and then feel like we've tried to ignore it. Oh. Phil and I made a chairman's promise to a lot of people that we were going to have a race up these steps. Rocky Balboa steps, right? And we were both very excited about it. We all were. Whoever else was going to entertain this too. However, we got a bit cocky. We went on the first day to the steps just to see it.
Yeah.
And thought, right, we'll come back. Yeah, we'll get everything sorted and we'll do it. And then we forgot that we are like crazy busy for the entire week. Did all of these events. Everything could not find the time. And eventually on the last day, we were doing a bunch of tourist stuff, which included, of course, having a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, if we'd really thought about it, we should have done after.
The way around.
We had the Philly cheesesteak. We were trying to squeeze a bunch of things in. Yeah. And then we, at the last minute, Wilborn
suddenly got really hot that day as well.
It was absolutely roasting. We had a flight to catch. Wilborn had decided we should go back the Rocky Steps. And
I wanted the iconic photo.
It was red hot. I had a belly full of Philly cheesesteak, and I was like, we have to get a plane in these clothes after this.
We were literally getting a taxi in like 15 minutes or something.
We just had to shake hands and be like, nah, not this time. We're going to eat this loss. So apologies for lying to everyone.
If we ever go anywhere else and there's some steps,
we'll
the next time we find
it won't be quite the same, but we'll find some
73 steps. We will run them just for you.
Marcel Laviolette says, morning from Texas to Phil is always sunny, definitely not Stacks, and Big Nick from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Let's keep the feud going. WrestleMania 60, Liberty Rhodes versus Ava. No surname. She's got the same name. She's Rock's daughter. When will the live show be on YouTube?
That is a question.
Well,
maybe next week.
Maybe next week after.
Whenever we get around to it.
Maybe next year.
The priority right now is invoicing the company for all the money we spent out there.
So the way we're going to do it as well is we've got the full show, which Phil is going to cover. He's going to have that edited. That's going to go on the main channel. We're going to steal the podcast segment, and we're going to put that on the podcast channel separate. So it will be there. We're not sure. The podcast one will probably be either next week or like maybe the weekend next week, if you know what I mean. Then it's just
It'll likely start next week. We'll trickle it out with some videos here and there, and then we'll do the full length thing.
We just never know how many.
Over the next 2 weeks, kind of whenever there's spots.
Yeah.
We never know how many swears there's going to be, is the problem.
Especially when Michael Sidgwick's involved.
Yeah.
Michael, the
guys, let's not swear. There's kids out there. No worries, Sidge. Thanks for the heads up. What's happened to you?
Boom. Here's a bunch from home.
Speaking of comments and people who joined us for the live show, OG Stem Cells in the chat.
Hey. You know what it is? I heard this in the background while I was talking to someone, but obviously didn't want to be rude. And I could hear the pop for OG Stem Cell. I never actually got to physically see, I don't think, with my own eyes. I might be wrong, OG Stem Cell. If we did meet, I'm sorry. But I heard the excitement that was going on in the background.
I mean, you probably would have checked his ticket, so.
Maybe. That's quite possible. Nobody ever mentioned they were OG Stem Cell, and maybe I was also running around doing other jobs for
this
you.
This is true.
So it was me and everyone. And then obviously you have your Vasquez's, your Matt Reigns, Jonathan Rivera, I should mention as well.
Yes, shout out to Jonathan.
And then OG Stem Cell introduced himself with his normal name.
With his government name.
And then he was like, I'm OG. I was like, OG Stem Cell. And Mr. and Mrs. Stem Cell were there, in fact. He said, I had a great time at the live show. Mrs. Stem Cell's favourite part was the handsome and greatest job, Adam Nicholas, and thought Sidge was very nice too.
Sidge was very nice too. I like that. He was always nice too.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Sidgwick.
Here we go.
Hang on, that's the boner button. I don't want that one. Where is it?
Hey. You all right?
Is that how you feel about Dwayne now? You said you were going to stop liking him after Mania. And then after the roar after Mania happened.
Let's talk about it, shall we? I think the Dwayne, for me personally, my taste of everything he's done, I think Dwayne's promo on Raw was my favourite thing he's done. I know the kicking Cody's ass was obviously great. That's not a promo. That's just kicking the guy's ass in the ring. That can't be topped.
Yeah.
But in terms of promos, this was the best, I thought. I believed it. The menace of him was just so evil. Like, what you didn't know what he was going to do all night. His delivery, his landing of the lines. Can I hold you? Can The Rock hold your belt? Cody, don't give him the belt.
No.
He's going to run away with the belt. He's so big. How are you going to stop him? Like, the menace was there. The fact that the delivery of all his lines was right on point. The 1, 2, 3 back and forth parallels with the two nights. And then him ending it with, and our story has just begun. And then even him saying, The Rock's got to go away for a while. Like, where?
Please don't.
Jail. Rock's going to jail. Or The Rock's, we know he's going to probably do a film or whatever. Yeah. But between that and him, I know it's cheating. And I still stand by that it's cheating. I'm not one of these who get really upset by it. But he's got access to everything because he's The Rock.
Yeah.
But there's still nothing quite like hearing him drop an F-bomb live at the show. You are giddy out of your mind when someone does that because you're like, he's not supposed to do that. He's just said the F-word. We all popped big for that. But yeah, still, at the end of the day, after all of this, Still on that. Listen, I've been good boy. Yeah, I've behaved myself. I wish I'd remembered all the points I was going to make at this point. He did everything right at the weekend, though.
Yes.
He was absolutely excellent. And even though he's not my guy, no answer apart from the fact he did get his ass whooped by the new final boss, the Dead Man. So one choke slam and you're out, Rock.
Speaking of which, Jamie Phillips says, was Taker's pop the loudest you've heard in person? It's up there.
It was just massive.
Because everyone's waiting for the glass to shatter. Meltzer said they basically were going to try and do that, but they couldn't reach a monetary value. How? Give him whatever he asked for. But regardless, the swerve of it all, especially coming after, is Dean Ambrose coming out, was just so surreal. And then I just got a lot lost in it because you and I, well, all of us, aren't the biggest Taker fans.
I do not like him at all.
But moment, I just, Rock, the goosebumps. I would say, I didn't nearly black out when The Undertaker came out like I did at 38, but that was probably because I forgot to breathe when Cody's music hit because we thought it might just be Shane McMahon. Mr. Twilly says, cheers, guys. Mania was amazing. One of my highlights was meeting and taking pictures with every member of the family. Speaking of which.
No, hang on. Let me just rewind it real quick. I wasn't in The Undertaker, man. I'm sorry. I know I feel like I'm doing the Sidgwick bit on this podcast today. I even watched it back to see if I could like get over the mental hurdle. We even turned him into Pata, which was great. I like the dead man in our world, but the real life dead man, he couldn't even be asked to put his clothes on. Come on. Where have you teleported from? In the living room with Michelle having a dead man beer. And he's like, 1 second, Michelle.
Just don't stand.
Sounds like somebody's disrespecting the business. Gong, turns up. Hey, Rock, chuck slam. Gong,
run
back
through the crowd.
I'm going to play with my knife now.
That like, little video of him running back is spectacular.
And I can't remember who tweeted it, but whoever tweeted the little line of like me running away from the pet store after I've taught all the parrots to swear. Attached to that,
excellent.
10 out of 10, no notes. Obviously, we would have preferred Stone Cold for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the one bit of it that really just took me too far out. And even on the watch back, I thought maybe I'd get past it. I'm just not into it. But it didn't stop being great. It was excellent, but I was very...
I stupidly watched the last 10 minutes of night two before I went to bed last night, and then I couldn't sleep for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, foolish. Well, the last 10 minutes was Triple H and...
I was getting right,
yeah, sorry.
Cody celebrating the match.
Of the match, yeah.
Obviously we see him every week, but it was nice to see Stax in Philly.
It was wonderful to see Stax in his home element, you know what I mean? He's always coming to us. It was nice to actually finally go to him.
That's the first time you've ever met him, isn't it? Like you.
I see him when he's on the preview sometimes. I give him my seat, but he's never caught on camera, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's quite rare that the two of you are in the same place at the same time. You have caught him a few times, but not enough, given the fact that you work in such close proximity.
It's him at the live show. The story of this is we're at Wale Mania, which, again, was incredible. and we're sort of schmoozing in the back, trying not to get kicked out, hoping people don't realise who we actually are.
which is no one.
Yeah. And thanks for the Hennessy.
thanks for the Hennessy, even though it went so great.
Zohar Energy was great.
Zohar Energy. God, am I
Mango,
rock guy
was it?
Now.
Was it a fruit?
It was everything. He had multiple flavors.
Zohar Energy in the Hennessy.
And they all kicked ass as well. I was like, I really wanted to hear this, but this is delicious.
So we're in there, I'd nipped to the loo, and I walked back, and I was like, bloody hell, that's Julius Creed. And I went to say hello, and as I walked past, he's a big lad, I walked past, he shielded from view, Tony goddamn D'Angelo, and I just said to both of them who I was, big fans of theirs, wish Tony luck on Saturday at Standard Leroy. Oi, oi,
oi, oi.
And before I had the chance to even ask for a photo, because they had no idea who the bloody hell I was, thankfully, they were whisked off to be on the stage. And I came back and said to Nicholas, you'll never guess who I was just chatting to. Tony D. He's like, oh, did you get a photo? No, I didn't have a chance. And I was like, I'm a bit gutted. Like, that was my chance. It's gone. Yeah, I'm never
visibly gutted. Yeah. Visibly upset.
And then we sort of went, oh, hang on a second. Tony's on stage. There's the Riz. There's Luca Crucifino. By a process of elimination. And then he walks in. Stax owns the room. And we wasted... not a second.
It looked fantastic. And obviously, because we know how elusive he can be and how many times these two have missed each other, I said, look, I've turned the phone on, the camera's ready to go. I was like, let's go up and catch him. Let's not miss him. Because we all, you know, I've seen him loads, but it's always nice to catch him. I know when he's in work mode, he sometimes, you know, he has to go and we can't just keep him.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Whilst meeting him was a real highlight of that weekend, especially because he had no idea who I was. And then I'm fairly certain after that, someone glued him in because he retweeted the photo that we had. The best bit of it all was actually...
Which is weird, because you do work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So strange.
A bit rude, really.
It was the best bit was actually Adam Nicholas taking the photo. Do you want to talk us through it? Because I had no issue with this, by the way.
Yeah.
How
do I even explain how this happened? I mean, the Hennessy probably didn't help.
No.
Yeah. But truthfully...
You were in the moment.
Truthfully, we were in the mode, because we have been around, obviously, when you're at these events.
Yes.
And at these places, you bump into...
content mode.
Legit shoot fans or content mode. And like a lot of the time, you get someone's phone and they want to do a selfie. So I'll get the selfie and you'll take the picture. And then obviously everybody goes away happy because, who wouldn't? What culture? Putting smiles on people's faces. but unfortunately, in this moment, as I came to take the picture of you and Stacks, I was like, oh, we'll get it. Here we go. And I like just automatically turned the camera like this and got in the position to take the selfie. So all three of us are in the shot. And then at the last minute, because I'm like, well, who the hell am I to be in this picture? We want the picture of Wilborn and Stacks because they never really get to take a good picture together. Yeah. So I've, in front of Stacks, have got like this with a selfie and then just went, nah.
It's a great photo.
And took
well.
The picture. And by the way, it's the best picture I think I could have ever taken of you, which is completely fluke. I just was like, but imagine how he must have felt.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask him next time he's in.
Yeah. What's that guy doing?
I literally had him like that and then basically went, nah, I'm good actually. moved out the way of the picture. But yeah, it came out really nicely. So good stuff.
Steve Nikopoulos says, g'day, handsome pics. I'm looking great. So you guys saw Stacks over in the US. How does Stacks feel about the impression? Adam's impression of Stacks might be terrible, but at least this Tony D is on point. Thank you, Edward Shiraz Hands.
I hope this kind of puts pay to people who think that you are the same person.
Ridiculous.
I don't understand. But look at the picture. They're clearly two different people. Yeah. I don't get it whatsoever.
Yeah, but he feels clearly feels indifferent about my impression. Or has no knowledge of it whatsoever. Mimi Burris, thank you for joining us. Mimi says, happy to be listening to Wrestle Culture live for the first time. What direction or new potential direction are you guys most excited about coming out of WrestleMania? Happy to see you all back. Thank you, Mimi. And what are you looking forward to now? What's next?
Cody versus The Rock.
Oh, next year, basically.
Next year.
WrestleMania 41.
It's going to be a while. He has to go away for a while. But yeah, that is going to be absolutely incredible when it comes around to it. And it's like, in terms of just putting out a little seed that you're like, oh my God, I want this tree so bad.
What if it was an actual seed?
What if it was an actual seed? That's what he put in his hand,
It's for your own family tree.
Ah!
And now it's, maybe. And now it's like some Zen thing. He's got to hold it in his hand until the tree grows.
So Cody just starts like developing a tree on his hand. I mean, obviously that's the big one.
Yeah.
The Rock and Cody, everybody wants to know. And from what we're hearing from Meltzer as well, it sounds like Rock's like, oh yeah, never mind Roman.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, Roman? Cody. Like, it sounds like he knows that that's what the fans are interested in.
Yeah.
I would love to see if both of those matches would be great, obviously. And I'm sure you will get them in due course. I am very fascinated, though, having watched it back. The only thing I've watched back is the main event of night two. Mm-hmm. And because we were so, like, caught up in all these mad pops and whatever, the story beats a little bit of the Seth stuff. I missed them on the night. Watching it back helped. I still think he should have had some sort of offense in when he first came in the ring. Yeah. Well, what stops him from, if he attacks Dwayne for a bit, then Roman gets him, beats his ass, and takes him out the ring, you get the same effect, but at least Seth did something.
Yeah.
Coming in and immediately getting laid out was lame. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And I get that he was selling his leg a bit, but still, come on. And then everybody would have been busy anyway, then you could have the same thing happen. But like, Seth coming in at the bit where they end up at the point afterwards, where it's the chair and it's Seth and it's Cody. That I thought that was really well done, man. And I think a lot of haters who might have said it was a bit melodramatic, who maybe watch AEW, I'm like, it's the same stuff the Elite would be doing, man. And this was actually really good. Like, it was lost on me on the night because I think I was so confused by The Undertaker at that point, man. I was like, I was basically like, what? What? And as this was all happening, of course, drama is unfolding in the ring.
I watched the 40 best WrestleMania moments from WrestleMania 40 last night on WWE's YouTube channel I thought, I'm going to have to watch this entire show again and again and again. I'm going to say, because you covered the obvious ones, I'm going to say Punk and Drew, because I'll hold my hands up. I've said this on numerous occasions now. I went into Mania going, keep Damian Priest and that Money in the Bank briefcase away from everything. Yes, it can be a sort of lingering threat for maybe new champ Cody or whatever, but it's just not going to work, a cash in. I was wrong. That was sensational, the opening tonight too.
How did they manage to have their cake and eat it and then sick it back out and eat it again and it was more delicious?
Yes.
Like, they need credit for that. Like, we will sit here if it's bad and tell you it's bad, but when it's really good, it's really good. Like, they got everything because of those beats. Drew gets his win in front of fans, then gets to celebrate with his wife. Then he gets a bit too greedy and you set off this moment with Punk. We get Punk, then we get, I mean, just brilliant. Priest getting his moment as well.
Yeah.
Kicked ass, it really did. The whole plotting of that opening match was just unbelievably perfect.
Low-key one of the best matches of the show.
For real.
It was so much fun.
John Harrison says, just want to say you boys did an absolutely incredible job over the last week. Keep smashing it. And a massive shout out to Andrew Pollard for covering the news. Absolutely, yes, did a stellar job. Absolutely. Also, was it cold? Peace and love, peace and love. It was a bit chilly.
It was a bit chilly.
Night one was
a bit chilly. Well, I was inside, so I was fine.
Yeah, you were inside.
This asshole had four walls around him.
I had cookies, I had cheesecake.
He kept that quiet until after the show, I have to say.
And he got an upgrade on the flight out there as well.
And he got an upgrade on the way there. Yeah. Everything's coming up full house.
He did have some L's. I can't remember what they were, but he had them.
I watched them.
We saw a Lego Liberty Bell and he didn't see it. That's about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't get to see the Lego.
See the Lego.
God damn it.
Ryan Leaf Music suggests something to talk about that we've actually not talked about a lot on camera yet. What was the reaction of all of you when you found out the all-in footage was going to be aired? Really curious of Sidric's reaction in the moment. Yeah, we'll get Sid on next week to talk all about that, probably on the Dynamite preview. I think we're all kind of in agreement of like, why?
Yeah, I think that the overwhelming reaction to the like graphic thing that they put out with the Young Bucks was just, what are they doing? No one can win from this. Nobody wins.
I think we all were trying to see the angle. I was like, what version of this is the winner for AEW? How does this make it better?
Yeah.
What does it add?
Yeah.
Like, is this anything other than someone trying to be petty about a man who went on a podcast?
Yeah.
And because he has the footage. It's like, if the footage was damning in any way,
yes,
I can maybe get that.
Slightly different.
But it wasn't. It was exactly what he said, pretty much.
Like, we're obviously excited to see it, because who wouldn't be? It's like, backstage fight footage, of course you want to see it. But then when they aired it, it was just like, well, this is...
It was very underwhelming.
It was very underwhelming.
I bet it felt obviously intense.
Guys shouldn't be doing that backstage, it was incredibly underwhelming. Yeah.
But I also like, I'm not a stand up for punk guy. Michael Hampless downstairs here, I'm sure you can. Like, but you think from a, like, it's not how I personally would have handled it, but from a guy who's known for having like, being reactive and having a temper or whatever, it's the biggest show they're putting on. And you're doing petty stuff like that for nothing, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Really, other than it may be at the thought of, or some other people perhaps, persuading him in a different direction, messing with his head a bit. I don't know. That's all speculation on my part, but I think, like, that's going to annoy you. If you're the guy who already thinks you're the reason why a lot of this is drawing, he's got the right to be mad. That's how he's going to handle that. You know what he's like. Why would you
goes, like, everything he said on the podcast, it kind of fits in with everything he says. Like, which makes you think at least that the rest of what he said is probably going to be true as well.
Wasn't a lot of embellishing
his story by putting this video out there. Yeah, then, like, there's a lot in that story that you really probably don't want corroborated. And if you're AEW,
I know it's a workplace, and obviously you don't want to say that in a workplace, obviously. But I guarantee that happens every week in that kind of workplace. Yeah, that's the nature of that workplace.
It's emotions
the
same running in, like, high, adrenaline's running high.
When it's especially when it's a bunch of dudes and a bunch of egos, it's the same in football, soccer, and American football, I'd imagine. Stuff will happen every day and just gets dealt with by coaches who know how to deal with that stuff.
And that's the biggest
part. Difference. It's like, I don't think he knows how to deal with that stuff. And worse, like, fearing for your life.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me I'm a billionaire without telling me I'm a billionaire. Like, have you never been in a place where there was an element of danger? Like, come to Newcastle, my friend. Anyway, like, come anywhere, any other part of the city where just crazy. Like, crazy. He was angry and shouted at him over a monitor because he was pissed off.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe is never going to let go of him. Like, he's never getting past any of that. Like, come on.
He's annoyed that you're not handling a situation that you should be handling, basically, at the end of the day. And it's now they've opened the can of worms, and now obviously the internet's talking all about it all over again.
Everyone backstage is pissed off.
There was nothing good to come of this.
If you're a wrestler there, you must be thinking, oh, we've just literally got past this.
Mm. Yeah.
He's done one little podcast. He went on one little podcast, and Tony got scared. Like, come on. Jim, it's left a stink.
It has massively left a stink. It's dumb. It's short-sighted. It's petty.
Mad to be saying on the news today, like, right, that's it. Tony Khan said he's officially drawing a line on the CM Punk stuff. Well, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
Well, a bit late,
that's like, bang. All right, no more hits.
No more hits.
No backsies, right? Skinchies now. Like, come on. It's going to set them back. Of course it is. Yeah. And it honestly
popped a rain.
It probably won't carry until next week, though.
Well, that was his one justification for it. And I don't know if it was. That tells me, then, well, so you're desperate then.
Mm.
Apparently, you don't really need to do that. Like, Just do the thing you're good at.
How about you puberating by telling good stories that people care about again?
I'm glad it came
just
out.
Just an idea, Tony.
We were all excited. We were all in that juxtaposition of, I don't get it, but I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, for us.
I want to see it.
For us, it's great.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no upside.
No, literally no much. The fans are chatting CM Punk. The whole show, I just felt like, oh, Tony Schiavone looks like sad.
Yeah.
He looks really sad. Renee Paquette looked sad and awkward when she was having to do that thing with
While the Young Bucks Osprey. Were in later on in the show as well. And it's just like, what have you done?
It feels like that was the cool place to be. And now it feels like that's slowly evaporating because WWE's red hot and this has not helped at all.
Tony Schiavone's face directly after it was very funny.
And before it, in the build-up, it was just
flashbacks. I remember what this used to be.
Yeah.
What I don't get as well is this is your chance to just continue doing what you're doing, which I think has been a lot better since the turn of the year. And not necessarily take the L, but just keep your head down in WrestleMania week. Keep your head down. Everyone is going to be talking about WrestleMania, good or bad, whatever happens. It's Mania. It dominates the conversation. You've got Dynasty in 2 weeks, less than that now. Just be like, this is your week, and then when April 20th or 21st rolls around, then
we'll show you what we can do.
Yeah.
Does anybody earnestly want to watch Dynasty more than they did before that?
God, no.
I know I don't. I all I remember feeling was, why would you show that when you've literally just proven everything that he said on the podcast basically correct?
Yeah.
Well, for better or for worse, even if he did grab somebody backstage, he provoked them. I'm not justifying it, but there's two sides to that story, and he's not lied about anything really. I don't know, man. It just seems daft. Has not made me want to watch Dynasty any more than I did previously.
Or Dynamite.
True. It just feels uncool. I'm watching the lame show now.
Yeah.
And it's the show that I watch. And I'm like, come on, man.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tactical Penguin says, when are you guys going to release the backstage footage of the live show? Heard real glass was everywhere.
Real glass.
Miller whooping Sidgwick's ass.
P.S. Grayson and Dijak bantering about it was great. Yes, they're always good patter online, to be fair.
And shout out to Dijak, who was probably in maybe the match of the weekend.
Ooh, up
a
there.
Triple threat. If you haven't seen it, you're not an NXT guy or gal, go and watch that show. Not the show, the whole show. You don't have to watch the whole show, but watch that triple threat. It kicked ass.
Yeah.
It was really good. Really, really good.
We have to talk about another match of the weekend, and that was, of course, Sami Zayn versus Gunther.
Yeah.
I think we went in going, this will be a great match, but it's going to be, you know, not an obvious winner, but just slightly underwhelming considering we were pitching Chad Gable from the start of the year. And Sammy will be a great, you know, underdog challenger. And then they have the promo, and then they have the bit backstage, and then the walk and Kevin Owens. And you're like, now I really want him to win. And then Brainbuster I can't get
I
over
was
that.
So G'd up before that match even started, especially because like, Kevin's going to be waiting for him at the curtain, isn't he? Here comes Kevin. Here comes Kevin. Oh, it's Kevin. Yeah. I already knew it was going to happen, but he's there. So brilliant. Really great. And who else but Sami Zayn to like go from us all thinking, well, you know, he's a good guy to have going to face at Mania, but he might not probably drop the title.
Yeah.
To, oh, yeah, I think he better drop the title.
Yeah.
And Gunther, fair play to him for hamming up the fact that he was just pure evil to Sammy's wife and the idea of his kid for this whole time. Yeah. Like, and it's just brilliant. Like, really, really great. And you know why this is the one match I think I know Michael Hanflett wasn't as into as everybody else. Interesting. But obviously because he lost, didn't he? So,
yeah.
This is true.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're watching your own face get kicked, you're probably not going to like it, are you?
Not going to have a good time. Yeah, I love this. I think, like, in terms of, like, pure wrestling, it's my match of the weekend entirely. I love the main event for entirely different reasons.
Yeah. Yep.
Love the first match of night two for entirely different reasons. But this was absolutely wonderful in terms of that pure, like, babyface underdog fire that Sami Zayn can bring to things. And it was like sort of a version of Sami Zayn that we've not really seen in a long time as well. It was like more of that sort of fast-paced, like frenetic energy to try and come in before he just gets absolutely murdered with a powerbomb. The hope spots were magical, and the build-up to that brainbuster and the haluva kick was absolutely incredible.
The fact that I think all of us, obviously I know you were in a different bit, but like all of us were like, well, he's not going to do the brainbuster, so what's he doing that's like close to that?
And then he just does
the brainbuster. This was like, oh, you know how you loved the underdog from the underground guys? Well, guess what?
He's back.
And he kicks ass.
And in terms of following on as well on Raw, had Gable stuff leading into the Gable match at Montreal, which is absolutely perfect. Yeah. Like, no matter what happens in that match, whether it's a Gable heel turn or something, that's the crowd is going to eat up that if that actually happens. Like,
sure.
This, in terms of keeping the momentum rolling from WrestleMania, you couldn't have asked for more from the Raw after as well. Like
that is a good example of one of the many matches on that on both nights that basically said to anybody who was watching them, like, these are your new stars. Like, these are the top stars we want you to follow. The emphasis throughout the whole show, like, especially at the end of night two, where literally they brought all the guys down who were going to be the next main guy. Here they all are. If anybody watched Jade Cargill and wasn't like,
he's
the next champion of the entire world, universe, galaxy. Like, I don't know which one's bigger out of all of them. One of them, she's like, obviously it. Like, she's it 1,000 times and more.
Yeah.
Like, everybody on that show, Rhea Ripley winning in the opener, despite the fact she had a panic attack before that. And
I didn't realise that.
Had like, I wonder what was it, 105 to fever or something. Yeah. Like, these are little moments you don't hear about, but I know, finishing that show, I know who all the stars are. I know who you are telling me are my new stars moving into the new era.
Yep.
I love the Fed this week so much. I even thought, oh, that's goated. The new Then Now Forever is goated as well.
I'm sorry, but it is, like, it's so fit looking. Like,
it's so beautiful, isn't it?
Like, they've nailed it. And I can't believe they've nailed it. Like, if you are honestly just watching all of this at the minute and not earnestly just enjoying it, like, this doesn't happen very often.
No.
Yeah.
Like, so let's enjoy it, man. I know it. I feel like, they're going to trick us and I'm going to fall for it again. Just enjoy it while it's good. Because at the minute, it's not good. It's great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Great. Unbelievable.
Just Daryl says, Bernie Sanders meme, once again manifesting Mania in Chicago and hopefully a What Culture Live show. Thanks for the content. Happy Friday, legends. Happy Friday to you, Daryl. I'd love to go to Chicago. I've literally only been to the airport with you two last year.
I have been in that airport more than any other airport, I think, in the world, and I've never left it. Nice. So,
and you've really racked up your Heathrow numbers this week as well.
Yeah.
Seven hours we were there.
I tapped that Heathrow. Actually, before we, I don't know if we're diving into quizzes yet or not.
In a few minutes,
On a last little note from the live show, it earnestly and genuinely was lovely to see everybody and meet everyone. We hope everybody had as good of a time as we had putting it on, because it was so much fun. I actually enjoyed watching, like, doing my bit at the start and then watching you, getting to just sit and have, like, a break for 5 minutes and actually see how much people were drinking it in. Thank you to all the people who brought stuff for us.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't expecting any of that. Very kind. Forget names. There's a lot of names.
I know, I can't remember.
You're going to put it in front of the camera?
Yeah.
Let's see if this...
It's probably not going to focus.
Where is it? It's there.
It's too dark.
Well, it's there.
But shout out to whoever bought these, because they are wonderful and we all love them.
Awesome. Really great.
And I think I'm going to mess this up. I want to say David Esposito. I might be wrong about this. If David, I hope you're watching somewhere. If you see this, brought me a lovely signed photo of Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. So if you've ever been listening to the podcast, the deep cut there. I can't tell you what it is, but if you know, you know.
Yeah.
That was a lovely surprise. And just honestly, it was nice to just meet so many of the people and hear the little stories about how much it is weird that we are in their lives.
Oh, it's very weird. It's
my favourite part of doing all these live shows is that bit.
I've mentioned this on the news today, and it stayed with me, and it's going to stay with me for a long time. It was so nice meeting everyone at the live show and meeting everyone outside shows and what have you, and you know, people starting chants on what went down, things like that, you know, all that good stuff. But it was afterwards when we were going around and taking photos with everyone, and everyone was so patient, thank you, because I know I just rattle on and go, oh, bloody hell, sorry. And someone said to me, these two guys said to me, because we met people from like Germany and Brazil and all over the world, and these two guys said to me, oh, I watch your videos and listen to your stuff when I'm out on deployment. I was like, Jesus. I thought people just like watch me whilst they're on the toilet or something. So nice.
Where you belong.
Yeah.
On the toilet.
I didn't know if I was meant to say it or not. I said, thank you for your service. I don't know if I meant to say that, but thank you anyway.
What was weird, a really weird thing that I haven't actually experienced other than that live show was I was working the door to help get people in to the event.
You did check OG Stem Cells ticket, by the way, I've just said.
There you go. I knew it. Well, this is the thing, though. I would have been so many going by. If you had said OG Stem Cell, I would have stopped and popped. But in the middle of all that process, was it really nice to do all of that and to like see everybody going in. But then I think there were moments where people perhaps either had, a lot of people were saying, who maybe haven't seen me, because I'm not really on the channel these days, without a beard.
Yeah.
So I'm checking them in and I'm talking to them and being like schmoozy. Yeah, have a great day. And then they look and go, I know the voice. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, I've never had that before where they know the voice, but they wouldn't know the face.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously most of the time it's just, hey, there's the guy.
Yeah.
People would say hello. That was a very nice, unique, weird experience. And a lot of the people who worked on the ground arts were like, that's kind of weird, isn't it? I was like, yeah, but in a cool way, in a very cool way.
Sailor M says, glad you're back. I've had a week without hearing the soundboard. I've missed all the hits. Thoughts on new NXT tag champs?
I knew this was coming the second the belts changed. I knew you were going to be here, Sailor M.
Nathan Fraser. When I'm cleaning windows. And Axiom.
Nerd!
I mean, the hits just kept on coming. Raw after Mania, NXT after Mania, or standard level. I was really happy for them. A, because they're great and they're going to be murdered by AOP probably, but they're phenomenal. They deserve a bit of gold. And it also frees up the Wolf Dogs, the main roster.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing. I was like, I'm glad the Wolf Dogs have won and we got to bark and they had a great match at Stand Deliver. Bron Breakker literally moved the ring when he hits the ropes.
That's the bar, by the way.
Yeah.
We had a good time and we got to bark.
Sorted.
Weekend sorted.
Sorted.
But now they drop the titles and you're like, well, great. Baron Corbin, just in time for Backlash is free. Yeah. And Bron Breakker.
Wolf Dogs versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller at Backlash.
Oh my God.
Imagine that. Nothing against him, but it'd be, if you'd have said to me a year ago, Baron Corbin's going to probably get the biggest pop at a big show after WrestleMania next year.
Pour one over Baron Corbin.
that was his previous character when he lost all his money. RW Weathers says, no, I can't stop thinking this was not the plan and you all know it. Indescribable emotions.
Of course,
but in the end, I can't deny the smile on my face when Cody won and said, thank you, Roman. I'm going to go touch grace, goddammit. The greatest pivot in wrestling history, let's be honest.
Yeah. And according to that, well, at least the teaser for that documentary that they said they were going to put out
on
Wednesday.
They're adding more footage, apparently.
They better be. By the way, I'm so excited to watch that.
But the trailer of that basically said that, the plan was for Cody to give up his Royal Rumble shot to The Rock the night after. I'm like, why are you admitting that that was your actual idea? But an incredible pivot that led to one of the, possibly the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
But it hurt Dwayne's heart, Phil, when the fans said, we don't want you, Dwayne.
So he came back, and you know what he said? What if I just became the greatest bad guy of
all
time?
What if I just swore a lot and was massive and wore sunglasses? It's great. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want it to be great, but it's great.
It really has been an amazing week, hasn't it? More than a week now. But
And just again, to reiterate, I know we've said it now a bunch of times, just like a massive thank you to everybody who's out there. When we're out there, it really does make it feel like the best job in the world.
It really, doesn't it?
It really does.
when you just chuck your stuff out there and all the feedback you get are YouTube comments. It's not quite the same as that kind of one-to-one personal feedback kind of stuff. So it puts it all into perspective, and we very much appreciate it.
We met so many people who were so happy and so patient to stay and just chat, and it was like very lovely. These are your people, and they kick ass.
Yeah, they do. Great. Good
they
vibes.
Really great.
Good
well, let's finish off this week with one final thing.
With the blood feud.
Because enough of all this, it's now time for a
bloody good quiz.
And this week's quiz is brought to you by Robbie Yes, who left us a lovely review on Apple Podcasts. If you want your name associated with a hashtag bloody good quiz, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. Screenshot it.
We need the proof, motherfucker.
And email it to me, adam.wilborn@whatculture.com.
Excited.
This week's quiz is all about WrestleMania 40. I hope you're paying attention.
The worst WrestleMania ever.
Actually, it's
pay attention to that piece of trash.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I've given you three there.
I hope you're paying attention at WrestleMania 40. None of these questions actually relate to...
Yeah, I was expecting this.
...things that happened at WrestleMania 40. More people that are involved in it. The quiz at the live show was based on people involved in night one.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about people involved in night two.
I see.
And so normally there is...
one idea and you just thought, let's do that again.
Just recycle it, eh? Yeah. This week's quiz actually does have something riding
on good
it.
For he's good for the environment.
Yeah, we're taking a dip after me.
We'll put it all
in the
media.
I didn't take a fans quiz for once. But this quiz, the winner of this quiz is officially determined to have the most mana on Wrestle Culture.
Oh, well, I guess you can have it.
That changes everything.
You can win then. Sorted.
I don't want it.
Sorted. I'll put my feet up. Good luck, Philip. Let's see the tally that you achieve here today.
10 questions.
So I get zero.
I have to say, I've got bruises on my arm still. From where we
I had like blood blisters on his arm.
Just before we start, then go on. Let's one last thing. Because you don't really get to do it all the time. So, and I'm not going to be in a Dwayne mood. So let's just. Good stuff.
Yeah, 10 questions. Ow. Multiple choices. Shane, wait for me to come to you. And remember, it's all about the manner.
It's all about the manner.
Question number one.
Okay.
What other fruit or vegetable, other than cucumbers, is The Undertaker not a fan of? Is it?
Good.
Is it celery, tomatoes, peaches, or bananas because they hang in a bunch and don't respect the business? Well, it's technically high in a bunch, actually, I just realised. Celery, tomatoes, peaches or bananas? What's he also not a fan of? Because we read recently about why he hates cucumbers so much. Because
he's a cat.
He hates a bowl full of them soaking in vinegar when he came home from school once and was sick everywhere. What?
Yay.
Such a loser.
I bet The Rock was like, oh, I'm cucumber.
My biggest weakness.
That'd be so good. Yeah. Like,
he goes to grab him.
Comes down.
Got a necklace of cucumbers, so he can't actually touch his neck to do any chokes like
that. A lay of cucumbers.
Phil, millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Ooh. Peaches.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What else do we have?
Celery, tomatoes, or bananas, because they hang in a bunch. Don't forget the beers and the
other. I'm trying to decide if he's covering up bananas in with the bunches. Let's say he's not. Yeah, because I think he did this quiz quickly.
Fair.
And I'll say tomatoes because they sound like potatoes, which is what Stone Cold Steve Austin likes. And if it's the inverse, but tomatoes, I don't like. There you go.
Tomato,
yay!
Potato.
Is it right?
It is right.
I assume the logic isn't right.
It's so predictable, dead man.
Apparently on his podcast, he was talking about cucumbers. Like, I don't like tomatoes either. But I will eat ketchup every now and again. What is going on this podcast?
He's definitely a Vince
guy. I didn't listen
to it.
Don't
trust him even more now.
Yeah.
He doesn't like tomatoes.
Barton Keys, good guess, though.
He's the new final boss now, so...
This is true.
Barton Keys had a very good guess. Barton
not
guessed
the boss of tomatoes.
Nope.
Barton guessed celery.
Love brown sauce. Ketchup. Don't think so.
HP. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Barton said I guessed celery because it sounds like selling. Tigger don't sell.
Tigger don't do no selling. Tigger didn't even sell for the final boss who they've built up for 2 months. Who I don't even like, but I'm like. You got laid out by one choke slap. It was great.
Great visual.
The main event was great, but. That was the one bit. It's stupid. Stupid.
I love it. Still, always WWE just has that element of like, huh?
It's like they had to go, Well, who else could protect the business?
Could be worse. Could have been Kane. Okay.
Could have been Kane.
Question number two.
And Rock did. He did make The Rock famous. You know, like his hoodie. Yeah. His hoodie said, dead man famous for his hoodies.
Famous. Should have been Hurricane Helms. Should have been him choke slamming The Rock.
It should have been literally anyone. The Gong and Wilborn turning up would have been better. By infinitely, The Rock just kicks his ass. You should just kept doing them. All the old legends. The Rock just keeps beating them. Just keeps beating them. Keeps beating them. Anyway, sorry.
I'm not a proponent of this in any way, and I'm not saying fans should jump in the ring, but if you're ever going to jump in the ring, in one of those blackout spots would be so funny. Because no one would have a clue, and then the lights go on, and then you're stood there.
Especially if you were like a yorked up unit of a man. Like, or woman. Literally anybody who runs in that ring was just massive for presence. Rock's expected to turn around as the dead man, and it's not. It's some random absolute dude. Massive body. Simon Miller. It's like,
you know, they could have had the lad who's always, or used to be, always on the front row with his mum.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's got long, dark hair. Yeah. If he'd been on the juice, he could play a modern day Undertaker.
If he wore a hoodie, he could have played a modern day Undertaker, as it happens.
Wait, he had the Undertaker on the ups and downs after Raw after WrestleMania. So
yes.
Shout out to that guy.
Well, we had Roman Reigns. We had Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes on the Raw after WrestleMania.
You nearly
what went down.
Available on YouTube now.
You nearly inadvertently started a fight between two children.
Mm-hmm. And we had Antonia.
We kept getting this wrong, didn't we?
I do apologise.
I think it was Antonia.
The girl who called out The Rock at the which was amazing to have her on. Go and check that out.
She was on the What Went Down.
Was that night two, that was, because she said she cried when Cody won. Yeah. Go and check that out. Lovely. 1-0 to Nicholas. Question number two. It's amazing, this. Who was John Cena's last televised singles victory against?
Oh, wow.
I don't normally ask these kind of dry questions, but this was fascinating to me. Finn Balor, Goldust, The Miz, Triple H.
I'll be a silly one in there.
Interesting.
Nicholas.
Eric, thank you. It was Antonia.
Was it Triple H in Saudi?
Yeah.
Greatest Royal Rumble years ago.
Yeah.
He's beaten like Dom in dark matches and stuff like that.
Because they did like the whole, they did a proper like strongman match, didn't they? Where it was like old school. Bruno or Power.
Yeah.
It's a strength in that. Okay. Question this is really a good book, Honor.
Question number three. How much older than Jey Uso is Jimmy Uso?
Ooh. I've got a number in my head. I don't know if it's right. I don't have a number.
3 minutes, 6 minutes, 9 minutes, or 12 minutes?
None of those were in my head.
That was not my
What were they again?
Thinking.
3, 6, 9, or 12 minutes.
All right, so it's a number one, so you might go down the middle, Phil. That's usually how he used to do it. But is he now self-aware? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
How long does it take twins to come out? I have no idea.
And they are like, you know.
Don't get the New Day started on this one again.
Yeah. Nicholas, I'll go down the middle. I'll go for B because Rikishi had a big butt.
6 minutes?
Yeah. No, dear, that's wrong.
Let's go higher. Let's go 9 minutes.
Yay!
Hey! He was down the middle, though. Coin toss.
How did CM Punk once insult Stephanie McMahon at SummerSlam? Was it he completely blanked her on a high five?
Class.
He farted on her head.
Great.
He refused a handshake, saying, I know where that hand's been. Or he said,
that sounds like a great one.
I'd rather SummerSlam my dick in the door than talk to you.
Don't you dare take a victory sip, you absolute scum-sucking worm.
Oh, dear.
Nicholas, the hand one I'll go for.
The handshake?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, that sounded right.
Yeah.
Question five. Solo Sikoa. Deleted his Twitter a while back after people found out he hates what?
Is it going to be cucumber?
Or tomato? Or The Undertaker.
Ooh. The triple threat right there.
Your options are math, cyclists.
You don't deserve it, and you get it anyway.
Vegans.
Ooh,
or Kit Kats. Because they come in fours, and he's a solo kind of guy.
Oh, my good
Son
God.
Of a bitch.
I did say this is a class quiz
today. Look at how I look at your lip. Shut up.
What?
Just you wait. Yeah. We're really going to kick it together in a minute.
I know we haven't even started rolling yet. We haven't even started rolling. What was the other options?
What were the,
Math, cyclists, vegans, or Kit Kats?
Vegans feels like a strong one because that feels like you'd have a backlash from the vegan community, you know?
Yeah, I think you'd get the same from the cyclist community.
And the cyclists. And the mathematicians.
I guess.
And the Kit Kats.
Might be big on Twitter. Might be big.
Kit Kats also feels like it could be a one.
Phil, cyclists, why not?
No, dear, that's wrong.
I'm going to go with Kit Kats.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It's math.
It's math.
That was it was so funny. I was looking this up.
I hate math.
Well, I think also, why would you delete your Twitter because of that?
I think it's one of those ones where he should have just gone through and deleted.
People just kept on tweeting him maths questions.
Like, hey, do the math solo. No. What's your Twitter minus your Twitter? Oh, I'll just try that. Delete. Oh, it's no Twitter.
I think it's one of those ones where because he's quite young and he's had Twitter around, it's like tweets. Like if I had had Twitter when I was like younger, I already get destroyed on social media, but if people found, oh my God. So basically I think some of them was like, could someone pick me up from school, lol? It's like that long ago.
Yeah.
And so people were like, ah, and he was just like, oh man, I hate math so goddamn much. And people were like, ah, and then he'd done loads of tweets, boom, 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 on a regular basis. You know, you can search like, when did so-and-so say this word? People just math, 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 math. And he's just like, real. Gone. Home.
I'm out of here.
there you go. 3-1 at the halfway point.
Math.
Danger.
Question 6, an either-or question, so the point goes to your opponent if you get it wrong.
Interesting.
Which knee did Seth Rollins injure ahead of WrestleMania 33? His left
Bell,
or
his
right?
Gullis, yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Work the left, brother.
No, dear.
No, dude, it's wrong. Psych! It was Colby Days, baby. It was right knee. I don't know why I'm answering like I get another choice. No, incorrect. It was his middle knee.
Actually.
Right, 4-1. Here we go. But we're into the tough part now.
So the reason why Kane sucks ass. All I wanted to do was see Seth at Mania, my first ever Mania, and he blew out his knee. Sunset flip on that loser.
Ah, that was 32.
That's a 33. Yeah, I meant 30. I was obviously there, so I know it was 32.
Question 7. What? I'll give you full disclosure on this question, okay? I was searching for old quiz questions. I found this.
You couldn't be bothered making any new ones.
I found that. Well, just you wait. I found this. I have no idea where this answer's come from, but you have to just get what I've got written down and trust me that apparently it was true whenever I wrote it. What is Bailey's guilty pleasure? Oh, is it
math?
Is it knocking on people's doors and running away? Is it pogo sticking? Is it prank calls? Or is it burying herself in the backyard and pretending she's a carrot?
You piece of trash. You absolute piece of trash. Nicholas.
Tough.
So many fun ones to pick there. Pogo stick.
Yay! Yeah.
I don't know why I know that.
No idea.
I mean, it's
that.
The only one that feels anywhere logical out of those. It'd be funny if it was, though.
It would be very funny if it was. I'm a carrot.
I'm a carrot.
Bailey and I'm a carrot.
5-1, so just for fun now.
Pamela Martinez, is that a proper name?
I think
Martinez
so.
Pamela Martinez.
A carrot.
She's a carrot, and she's about to find out that being a carrot is how you get buried in this business.
Buried in this goddamn carrot.
Martinez rides on a pogo stick. But did you know? She's a carrot.
But one day, she became
a carrot. Whoa.
Question 8.
Carrot on a stick.
With Pamela Martinez.
With Pamela Martinez.
Rated R.
Coming this summer.
Rated R for Pirates.
Rated R for Pamela.
Rated E for Egyptian.
What the hell were the baby buddies? Anyway, it was a great match, nevertheless.
Thanks for nothing, Paramore.
Yeah. God damn it. One of the real stars of WrestleMania 40, unquestionably, was...
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
Was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yep.
But which of these is a business owned by Snoop Dogg?
Is a business.
Is a business. Okay. Is it Dog Tired? That's a garage.
Yeah.
Is it... Stop It Like It's Spot. That's a face cleanser.
Yeah.
Is it...
You had too much fun with this.
Is it Leafs by Snoop? Drugs in it.
Drugs.
Or Or is it option D, nothing but a G-string, that's the ladies' undergarments that he sells.
Phil.
Go on, Phil.
Leaf.
Yeah. Boring, that one, isn't it?
Boring.
Sorry, what were the options?
He could have come up with a better name for his weed company.
Yeah.
He's definitely got more on the locker.
Yeah.
I think.
The options were dog tired, stop it like it's spot.
What's dog tired, sorry?
That's a garage.
Garage, huh?
Yeah. Snoop Dogg is a car repairman.
But one day, he's a carrot. You can't smoke the carrot.
Stop it like it's spot. That was his face cleanser.
Yeah.
Or nothing but a G-string.
Nothing but a G-string, baby.
Baby.
And that's where we'll end that.
Yep.
Question 9. It's about Drew McIntyre, but although back when he was the chosen one. John Morrison dressed as what to once mock the chosen one, Drew McIntyre?
Nicholas. Braveheart.
Yay!
Really hard on the options. It's nice to just take it away from every now and again, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just think, if you're playing at home.
Morrison is.
So just pretend it never happened. Go on, do it again.
If you're playing at home, a bad Mars bar.
If you're playing at home, like, like it makes a difference.
Yeah. Braveheart.
No.
Some bagpipes. I really like that mental some visual of him just.
He's like that with the windbag at the bottom.
Or the Loch Ness Monster. That would have been class.
That would have been great. Better. If it'd been like a Loch Ness Monster conga line,
yeah.
Like Norway Jose's
or
conga line.
If he'd done. No, I got a split. And then just slid out as the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie learns the true meaning of friendship.
Right, let's finish this week by
but
talking
then
about...
then one day, Nessie's gonna find out that he's a carrot.
Being a monster.
That being a carrot is harder than being a Nessie.
Being a carrot in a lock.
Carrots can't swim. Nessie in Carrot at the Bottom of the Lake. Rated R. In cinemas this summer.
Final question for you about the star of the weekend. Not Cody Rhodes, The Rock, of course.
Of course.
Which of these is a real thing on The Rock's tequila website?
Just interject real quickly. You know, if The Rock actually took his menacingness from the promo, just like applied it to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'd actually be good.
He'd actually be a good actor.
Black Adam might have been a success.
Like, imagine the... Like, what's the word I'm looking for? He's like, I'm actually too good to act in films now. You just brought it a row instead. It's like, I'm actually kind of scared of you, yeah? So it's like, hey, The Rock's here. Eyebrow. Rock I mean, bottom through a table someone.
All of this is definitely an excuse to relaunch his career.
Of course it is.
Bad guy
of course
in Hollywood, it is.
Well, if you were watching that promo, I'd take a punt on him. You're going to be disappointed again, but take a punt on him. Why not?
Final question then. Which of these is a real thing on The Rock's tequila website? Where's Manna? It's like Where's Wally, but you have to find a bottle of booze.
Yep.
The Manna Measurer. That's where you put your name and it tells you how much manna you've got.
Awesome.
Yeah, of course.
The Manna Mobile. It's a traveling bus giving out manna.
Or Manna Mobile.
Giving
which
out
is
manna.
A phone.
Oh, yeah. Or Manna on the Moon. That's their plan to send tequila into space.
Oh, my God. I hope it's that one. Phil, the name one.
If you believe...
The Manna Measurer.
Manna Measurer.
They put manna on the moon. Manna on the moon. But he's going to find out that being on the moon...
that manna doesn't help you in space.
You're going to find out that only carrots grow on the moon. That carrots can't hear you in space.
In space, no one can hear your manna. I don't know.
Carrots versus manna.
I don't know. It's you're that in space, they just can't do it. Nothing.
Goosebumps. You can't see it through the... you're saying the Manna Measurer?
Manna Measurer.
No, dear, that's
so wrong. We need to build that.
We need to build that.
It does also
I
sound
know how
like
much manna I have.
What is the cause of all of Dwayne's problems is the manna's... there, measured his manna and was like, that's not quite small.
Mm.
I guess I'll have to be the hardest man on telly. I'm back, baby! Nice to be addicted to Wayne again.
You got Where's Manna? That's like where's Wally, but you find a bottle of booze. The Manna Mobile.
Well, Manna was actually at Heathrow Airport. We could have had some free Manna,
but
it was not the time or the place.
No.
Also, I just didn't want to give him it. Phil described it as it would be like winning because you'd be stealing from Dwayne for free. I told Phil that's not how that works. He's been doing Dwayne maths again, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I stole from this shop years ago. what I'm going to do now is buy a bunch of stuff. That'll make it right, won't it? No, because you're still all yeah. for the stuff. You're still doing.
Why is it the mannered tequila thing cost $7, huh?
Where's what that? What's the tie-in, Dwayne? And he's going to find out. Anyway, sorry.
Where's Manor?
Where's Manor?
The Manor-mobile.
The Manor-mobile.
Or Manor on the Moon. They're planning to send tequila into space.
I would love it to be Manor on the Moon because that feels like a Dwayne thing. And obviously we all know he's got big Dwayne energy.
Mm.
Yep.
So let's go for that because I know you're just doing a pun, but it's Friday and I want to do it.
Oh.
No, dear, that's wrong.
The Manor-mobile is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst of
Who
all
cares?
Of
that's the worst of all yeah. of them, yeah.
Guess where its next stop's going to be?
London, Newcastle. England.
Oh, I can yeah. imagine.
Newcastle. Drink it dry and take his stunties well on. Where's all wheels gone from the Manor-mobile?
The next stop is the San Antonio Brahams versus the Michigan Panthers in the UFL. Is that his football league?
Yes. Is that
of course.
I assume that's what he's renamed the XFL because I saw that logo and I was like, is there another one? Surely not. It has to be it, yeah.
It should be called the MFL, the Manor Football League, and people would watch it.
It's gotta be at least it's not the DFL.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dwayne Football League.
Oh. Nope.
And with that, I think we've...
I think I've out-Dwayned myself.
Yeah.
it's been nearly 2 months. I deserve
a
medal.
It's been a nice weekend of liking him.
I deserve a medal. He did everything right. Fair play to you, Dwayne. I know you watch. you made a believer out of me for a weekend.
Yeah.
And I will never believe again. Until the Cody match.
Yes. We have Dwayned the main vein.
There you go.
Congratulations to Adam Nicholas, the winner of this week's quiz. Let us know how you got on in the comment section below or on X at What Culture WW. Right, watch today. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Adam Nicholas at
Yeet.
You can follow Phil Chambers at
Fill My Chambers.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WW.
He's not respecting the business.
Respect the goddamn business. Once again, thank you to everyone who came to the live show, who said hello over the weekend, or just watched all the stuff. So much stuff right now you can check out, and the interviews that Simon Miller did will be going out on the channel very soon as well. But yeah, check out all of our coverage, and as we said, the live show is going to be on the channel in the coming days, weeks, months. We'll see. Yes, but for now, this has been Wrestle Culture. My thanks to Adam Nicholas, to Phil Chambers. Thank you to everyone who's joined us in the chat. Thank you for joining us across WrestleMania, and we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Go Phillies!
Manor.
Manor.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.